Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It is WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30 during the Aaron Keck Show. That would be now. Presented by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and a whole lot more. And we are joined here in the studio, as always on Friday, by Gene Bolduc, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, right here on the Hill, to help us out with Kids Q. How are you?
Well, I'm dry.
Good.
these are things that I'm away from wind, and I have electricity in my home.
That's
these
good.
These are all things.
This is the follow-up on last week, right?
Yes, these are all things that were not true last Friday.
I don't know what you're talking about. It was sunny.
It was beautiful.
It was 90 degrees.
Right.
There were theme park rides all around.
Yeah, there were no giant mice where I was, so... Although I'm sure there were mice.
Give it a few more hurricanes.
I'm telling you, I am so done with hurricanes for this year.
Well, fortunately, we're getting close to the end of the season, right? So
and
fingers crossed.
I mean, I just think that because the cool weather's here, I tell myself that a tropical weather system busting in here is pretty unlikely.
But then again, it's always pretty unlikely, but then it does happen.
Which is of no comfort whatsoever once
it's
here.
When it's right atop you. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Are you ready for Kids Q?
I'm ready.
All right. Everyone get around the radio. This is for all. Here is today's question, and it's a kitchen question. What is one dish that you would like to learn how to cook? Follow-up question, what is one dish that you already know how to cook?
That I already know how to cook.
I can answer that question real quick. Spaghetti. It's pretty much all I got.
That's a dish? You're considering spaghetti a dish?
Yes. Okay. Spaghetti is the finest dish.
I will say I can make a pretty okay lasagna. I would consider that to be a dish.
Yeah, yeah.
What would I like to know how to make? I guess this is presumably something that I haven't attempted.
Right. Or that you have attempted and found wanting.
Without tremendous success.
Yeah.
I would really love to be able to just whip up, without ever looking at a recipe, the clam chowder that my mother-in-law used to make.
Okay.
Because she was from northern Maine, and, you know, for her, making clam chowder is kind of like boiling water. It is for the rest of us. You know, it's just like, oh, I know how to do that.
Yeah.
And she could just, you know, put the pot on the stove, throw the ingredients together.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, what's popping into my head right now is I have mentioned on the air on numerous occasions, usually during the Talking Book segment with Susan Brown, that either my favorite book or one of my top two of all time is Fun Home by Alison Bechdel. And there's this random passage in there in which she's talking about her mom, who is kind of holding the family together amidst a whole lot of chaos. And she is this incredible woman who is starring in a play over here and writing her master's thesis and simultaneously able to, and the panel is just throw together this amazing moussaka in 15 minutes that feeds the whole family.
Show off.
And for whatever reason, that is what's popping into my head right now, so I'm going to answer with moussaka. I would like to be able to
you know,
make that.
Also,
that would be good.
Something else I've attempted to make, and I sort of intellectually know how to make, but never have come anywhere near what I would call success, is making egg rolls. I love an egg roll.
Yeah. But,
and actually, the thing that drives me crazy about it is that many of these foods that we love the most are what we would describe generally as peasant foods or even street food, that they're fairly easy to make.
Yes.
Just a large population of people know how to make them, not yet including me.
My grandmother makes pasties, which are, they're meat pies. And it's very easy to make theoretically.
Right.
But you have to make the crust for the pasty to wrap everything in. She's really, really good at making the crust, and I cannot do that. There is a recipe called pasty casserole where you just make the innards and you skip the crust altogether. That I can do, but putting together, packing it all into a crust and making it into a pie.
I will share with you off air, I happen to have a recipe for making pie dough, and I don't know if that's
Okay.
The same crust as that. Like,
it's
is
not
this
too
just
far
like a
off.
Chicken pot pie type
yeah.
of?
I mean, we've got the recipe for making the crust for the pasties.
Right.
It's just, it's one of those situations where
Grandma's
the one who can do it right and everyone else is pales in comparison.
Because, you know, she's probably holding back an ingredient.
Probably,
just so you'll,
yeah.
Just so nobody can make it yeah. quite like her.
Turns out it's flour. Who knew?
Who knew? Right. Well, you know, yeah, that wall spackling compound, it's just not the same. There's just some textural quality to it, but I can make a pretty good pie.
All
and
right.
it's and you know, my friends say, oh well, you know, I make a pie, and then they describe how they go and buy the pie crust and then they put the stuff in. I'm saying, you're not making a pie. You are assembling a pie.
There is a very fine line and a blurry one between assembling and making, and it is a very fine and blurry line that I take advantage of on a regular basis when I'm putting together dinner for an evening.
As do I, but
yes.
I make my own pizza crust
like
and I
that.
Make my own pie dough. That's just how it is.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question, ask your kids this question, see where the conversation goes, and if you come up with some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or on Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main, works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ.